It's 25 to 5 here on LBC. We'll come back to your calls on Brexit in a moment. President Trump, as you have been hearing, has cancelled a planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He said he made the decision based on the tremendous anger and open hostility in a recent North Korean statement. If you've actually seen the letter that Donald Trump wrote to Kim Jong-un, it's the letter, it could have been written by a teenager. Admittedly, it's a very polite letter, but it's one of the most bizarre diplomatic letters I think I've ever seen. Well, we're going to be talking about this in much more detail after five, but let's talk to our US correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, I think this has been coming for a few days, hasn't it? But I don't think anyone expected it on the day that Kim Jong-un was destroying some of his nuclear tunnels.
No, absolutely, Ian. And among the people who don't appear to have been expecting it are the South Koreans. South Korea's presidential spokesman has said within the last few minutes, we're trying to figure out what President Trump's intention is and the exact meaning of it. That certainly suggests that the South Korean president was given absolutely no advance information that Donald Trump was about to pull the rug on the summit, and to do so in a letter that, as you said, I mean, I've never seen a letter from one president of the United States to another foreign leader that reads like this. It's clearly been dictated directly by President Trump himself. It's filled with grammatical errors. So forgive me if I trip up while I'm reading bits of it. But the president writes to Kim Jong-un, we were informed that the meeting was requested by North Korea, but that to us is totally irrelevant based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statement. I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have this long planned meeting. He calls it a long planned meeting. Of course, it was only planned about a month ago, so not that long ago in the great sweep of history. Please let this letter serve to represent that the Singapore summit, for the good of both parties but to the detriment of the world, will not take place. And then there's a veiled threat. You talk about your nuclear capabilities, but ours are so massive and powerful, writes President Trump, that I pray to God they will never have to be used. Then comes the carrot. He says, I felt a wonderful dialogue was building up between you and me, and ultimately it is only that dialogue that matters. Someday I look very much forward to meeting you. And he ends the letter by saying, if you change your mind, having to do with this most important summit, please do not hesitate to call me or write, which I think will only fuel speculation that perhaps the two men have spoken on the phone in a phone call that may not have been disclosed to the press. Certainly that's been the rumor in Washington over the last few days. But look, this thing is off, and it's off on the very day that a group of American journalists, among others, have been observing the North Koreans blow up tunnels at what they say is their only nuclear test site, an act of detente the North Koreans were hoping it would be interpreted as. But President Trump, with regards to the broader summit, has pulled the rug out from under it.
Bang goes the Nobel Peace Prize.
Bang go my chili crabs and tiger beer, Ian, which is obviously even more important, given that luckily I had booked refundable hotel reservations in Singapore. I think, you know, he has left the door open, as you heard at the end of that letter. He is saying to Kim Jong-un, if you change your mind, give us a call, write, and perhaps the summit can be put back on the agenda. I do think that it's worth just keeping half an eye on the Singaporeans. Are they going to press ahead with formal preparations for the summit? And they've been doing it behind the scenes. I can tell you, I was literally earlier today completing my form for press accreditation to the summit. Are they going to press ahead with that, or are they simply going to stop preparations in their tracks on the basis that this definitely is not going to happen? There's also the other big question. What's going to happen to those 250 medallions that the White House gift shop minted that were to commemorate the meeting between President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un? Keep an eye on eBay for one of those.
I suspect they might be rather expensive. Simon, thank you very much.